Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, we're always happy to have a brand new face across the Straight Talk table. And today, direct from Lancaster, South Carolina, Dr. Courtney Catlett. She is the interim dean at USCL. That's called Lancaster. And she replaced a guy by the name of Walter Collins, who was there for a number of years, but he has gone on to bigger and better things within the USC system. So, Dr. Courtney Catlett, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very honored to be here with you today.
Well, we're glad to have you up here. So tell everybody a little bit about you, if you would.
So I'm originally from Tennessee, Franklin, Tennessee. I went to college in South Carolina and met my husband, and I ended up in Lancaster, and that was almost 30 years ago at this point. So from there, during college, I studied nursing. So I'm a nurse, first and foremost. I went on to continue my education, finished up my doctorate, and I'm a nurse practitioner as well, and got into nursing education. My specialty and my passion really is community and public health nursing. And back in the day, they were really searching for community and public health nurses, so I started working at Upstate in 2004 because they needed someone in that specialty. And then from there, I ended up back at USC Lancaster in 2007.
Because you married a Lancaster guy.
I married a Lancaster guy, and Lancaster's a long way from Spartanburg if you're having to commute there most days of the week.
So now you've been at USCL prior to this promotion. Mm-hmm. You've been doing what down there?
So I was in 2007, we partnered with Piedmont Medical Center and USC Columbia to form a Bachelor of Science in Nursing program.
Right.
Piedmont was so generous, and they helped to fund the beginning of this program. This collaborative program helped to produce nurses with their bachelor's degree in our local area. And so I was hired as a course instructor for nursing, and then in 2015 I became the director of that program, that collaborative program. And we've been producing nurses ever since. Just to celebrate that, because I'm really passionate about nursing, 273 bachelor's prepared nurses have come out of that BSN collaborative program that would not have existed without Piedmont Medical Center.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really something.
It's amazing.
So that program is still going on?
It is still going on. One of my graduates from our second graduating class in 2011 is actually the interim director right now. So we're also raising our own. She went on to get her doctoral degree, served on our committee, and she's doing great things. So she's helping to continue that program.
So let me just take a sidebar here. How does this program with Piedmont work? I mean, they obviously poured resources into this thing.
So Piedmont actually came to USC Columbia and USC Lancaster and said, we need bachelor's prepared nurses. And so from that, they poured finances into the program, and we started. So it's a collaborative program. USC Lancaster recruits and welcomes those first 2 years, so freshman and sophomore level students. And then during their sophomore year, they apply through a competitive process, no different than any other Columbia student would apply. And then they're accepted into upper division, which is their clinical piece of their education. So they transfer on paper, but not physically to Columbia. So they become a Columbia student, but we house them on our campus, and they do their clinicals locally. So they do them at Piedmont Medical Center Rock Hill, Piedmont Center Medical Center Fort Mill, Encompass Rehab Hospital that's also located locally, and MUSC Lancaster.
Wow.
In Lancaster, South Carolina. So they do their clinicals there, and what we found is the places that they learn and the places that they are welcome to do their clinical is also the places they stay. And so we've been, allowing for more people to come from USC Columbia's program to provide services as nurses in our local community. I mean, if we're being real honest, I have four children, and my last two were delivered by my students. at Piedmont. So that's the best testimonial I can give you.
So this has been going on 10 years, did you say?
Well, we're at 15 years.
15 years. My
actually. God. So 15 years. Our first graduating class was 2010. So we'll have our 15th year this coming May, and we're going to be right at 300 BSN prepared nurses that have graduated from our collaborative program.
So because of this nursing shortage that we've had across the country, brought on primarily, I think, by COVID, are you still have a strong pipeline of people that want to get into this?
We do. We do. You know, so COVID highlighted the shortage, but there's been a shortage way before COVID. So we are still getting lots of students that are interested in nursing. Nursing is a very rigorous degree pathway. And I do think COVID has challenged students, high school students, to be prepared, because we're still getting people that had to do a lot of their classwork in high school on their own. So that has been a little bit of a challenge, but we continue to move people forward. And we had our largest graduating class this past May of 30 students who finished their BSN.
And from what I understand, because of the competition for nurses, the career itself is offering much more in the way of opportunities, flexible work hours, pay, all that kind of stuff.
It's much more lucrative than it was in the past, for sure. There's sign-on bonuses, competitive pay, and all kinds of opportunities. And nurses work in a variety of settings that maybe in the past was never even considered too. So I think it's a great profession to go in, and with a lot of flexibility.
So you're finding most of these nurses are pretty much associating themselves with the hospitals that are here locally?
Locally, yes. And that's our goal, is to provide bachelor's prepared nurses to rural South Carolina. And they're doing this all around the state. So I don't want to seem like it's just Lancaster that's doing it. Our Palmetto College partners in Union, they have a partnership. In Sumter, they have a partnership. As well as in Saukahatchee, they have partnerships. So they're trying to provide this BSN education all around South Carolina, the rural parts of South Carolina.
I was here for USC. Good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
All right. So much for the sidebar.
That's right.
So how did you get tapped for this position as the interim dean?
That's a really good question. You know, how do any of us get chosen for things like this? I'm not sure. I think I do have some longevity when it comes to USC Lancaster. I think that's helpful. I live in Lancaster, and I've raised my children in Lancaster, and I believe and love Lancaster. So I think part of the reason I potentially was chosen is because of my longstanding dedication to USC Lancaster, but also to the community. I'm definitely invested in that community, and I think that's very helpful when you're trying to navigate the role of interim dean.
So I don't know how the college system works. But when they label somebody interim, is that basically a 60, 90, 6-month run to see how the person is going to do?
I kind of asked that question myself. And they did not put a time frame on it. Interim does indicate that it's not permanent. We have had a lot going on at USC Lancaster, and so I don't think they wanted to rush into making a decision. For me, it has given me a lot of opportunities to experience firsts, and first in the university world means the first spring semester, the first commencement, the first summer, you know, with all the summer camps and things that happen on campus, the first back to school. So it's I've enjoyed all those firsts. There's a lot of challenges to firsts, but I've learned a lot through that. So they do intend to do a posting in the very near future. I haven't been given a date for that. And then they will be posting for a full-time position.
And then you can decide whether you want to apply or not.
That's right. You can just make that choice and apply if I want. And then from there, everything else is history, right?
Good for you. Good for you. All right. So school's back in session.
It is.
Started basically last week when Winthrop did.
Last Tuesday, we were, that was our first day of class. We have a lot of Tuesday, Thursday classes, but a lot of Monday, Wednesday classes. I was out there on the sidewalk giving out treats and talking to new students especially. And it was, you know, that's when a campus comes alive.
Oh, yeah.
When you have the students there. It's a nice campus. It's a great place, but it's alive.
It's a bunch of trees and buildings without people there.
That's right. That's right.
So when we take a look at the incoming class, USCL has roughly how many students?
Approximately 2,300 students.
Wow. And it's a two-year school.
It is a two-year school, so we offer four associate degrees: associate in criminal justice, associate in business, associate in science, and associate in arts.
But it is a pipeline for going to a four-year version of USC.
Correct. So we call that Palmetto College.
Okay.
So we offer over 30 online degree completion programs.
30?
30. I can't even name them all, and they're always adding more. So there's so many opportunities for you to start with your associate degree, but continue on with any number of degrees, whether it be education or business or hospitality or, I mean, I could go on and on.
So these are programs that are online programs. Mm-hmm. You get through them on your own speed. Is that how this works?
Well, what you do is you work with some of the comprehensive colleges in the USC system. So that might be Buford or Aiken or Upstate or Columbia. And they help to advise you and to develop a pathway for you to complete. And if it needs to be on your own time, it can be. But definitely they can help you complete that in two additional years to the associate degree as well.
So you would take all of your classes online that are required?
Yes.
My gosh.
Yes.
So how many,
many of them do require internships.
Right.
So that allows for that hands-on application of whatever degree you might be pursuing.
Can you do a nursing program online?
We do. The nursing program we do online is an RN to BSN program through USC Upstate.
Okay.
So what that means is nurses who have gotten an associate degree but want to go ahead and finish their four-year degree, they're already practicing nurses. So they can go online and do an RN to BSN through Upstate.
And that's something.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
So when you look at 30 programs for the Palmetto College, roughly what percentage of your students are taking advantage of that?
I did not bring that data, but we have lots and lots of students who continue on.
And that's
for sure.
That's true system-wide, I guess.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Or they wouldn't be evolving to 30 programs.
Right. And I think what you're going to see is it's through our Palmetto College system that this has evolved to 30, because we just started out with the Bachelors of Liberal Studies and the Bachelors of Organizational Leadership, you know, within the last, 10 years or so ago.
Yeah.
We had only those two, and then it's evolved. So Sumter, Union, Sauquahatchie, as well as USC Lancaster, all offer those online completion program, an advisor on their campus where they're able to help them continue their education.
I can't imagine finishing your college degree online.
Right.
It's just amazing to me.
Well, I didn't take any classes online when I went through.
They never had
college.
Online when
they
I was in school.
They didn't have online, you're right. But now, not only is it needed so that the working population and so that it's accessible to all people, but it's expected.
Yeah. And I would imagine USCL, York Technical College, all the two-year schools have got to be seeing an influx of students, generally speaking, because in today's world, a high school degree it's just not enough. Is that true?
It's true. And, if you talk to employers, they want some kind of education. They want some kinds of skills. And so both the technical college system as well as USC and Palmetto College are trying to understand more fully what our communities need. And then we go after degree programs that meet those needs. That's our whole purpose of existence, is to meet the needs of our community.
So when you look at Lancaster,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you just look at Lancaster 10 years ago mm-hmm. versus Lancaster today, and I'm talking about Lancaster County,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an entirely different, I mean, it's just another world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, particularly if you take a look at 521 north of Highway 5
mm-hmm.
versus south, I mean, it's just amazing what's happened up there in the Indianland area. It's the fastest growing part of the whole doggone state. It's crazy.
It is.
So are you regularly, working with those industries and companies that are coming into the area?
We are doing our best to do that. We are actually in the process of hiring someone for our Indian Land site. So we have a location in Indian Land in which we offer classes on that site. It's in Indian Land, where the old middle school used to be, Land Middle School used to be, and where we have a posting for a job that would be the coordinator up there. And one of their goals and roles would be to partner with local companies to hear more readily what they want, what they need, what opportunities they have for our students to be able to get in there through internships and that kind of thing.
So the process for that, if you find a business that needs help, so your liaison goes in there, they talk, and figure out what can be done, then what happens? You develop courses from that?
We try to evaluate what do we have in place that is meeting those needs. We're not going to be able to develop a whole new curriculum based on one company, of course, but we can look at the programs that we have in place and say what might meet these needs. Now, with the Bachelor's of Organizational Leadership and the Bachelor's of Liberal Studies, those are degree programs that can be specialized to your desire professional goals. Okay. The other piece of it is internships, because you can get a business degree and then you can go in a lot of directions when it comes to your professional employment after the fact. So being able to get internships in something that you find you're passionate about, you know, for instance, you know, if you're into finance, then maybe you should get an internship with Founders or one of the other credit unions or local banks. And then you discover that's a good fit for you, or you discover that it's not a good fit for you, and then you can take your business degree in a different direction.
And I imagine those internships would not only pay off in terms of employment, but once these companies like Founders and others realize the value of what USCL is doing is for their business, they might turn right around and say, you know what, we'd like to support you in something else that you're doing that I know you need help with. Mm-hmm. True?
Absolutely. And I think the key is helping industry and our community understand that we are there to support them. And then you're right, they reciprocate and they support us in more ways than I can even communicate.
Yeah.
And they have over the years.
Right. Okay, we're going to have to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, now I want you to be prepared. Here we go, Courtney. We do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The way we do it is pretty obvious to those who come here all the time. It's in the white letters for those who are not here, so they'll understand. And at the count of three, we're going to bellow it out together. Here we go. One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Everybody has it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
Enjoy the Italian sub with the salami.
I enjoy just the atmosphere.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too. We won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
If your primary care physician has recommended surgery for a medical condition and non-invasive medical treatments are not an option, you may want to talk to your surgeon about new, less invasive surgical techniques. At Piedmont Medical Center, we use Da Vinci Robotic Surgery, a robot-assisted system controlled by your surgeon designed to allow for greater surgical precision during many general GYN and urology procedures that potentially offers you a quicker recovery. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Jared Rode across from Winthrop. Dr. Courtney Catledge is with us today. She's the interim dean at USCL, way down the road in Lancaster. She is a nurse practitioner by trade and been in nursing pretty much your whole career, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Got four kids. Wow, that's amazing. Good for you. All right, so school is underway, and I know traditionally over here at Winthrop they have a whole big soiree of activities the first week or so. Have you all been doing that as well?
We have. Today, we decided to wait to the first full week of school since school did start on Tuesday to have our welcome back week. So it started today. I was out there right before I came here. One of the things that they're highlighting is kind of something different each day. So today's highlight was the athletes. So I'm not sure if you're aware, but we have quite a few athletes on our campus, around 120 this fall.
Wow.
That are, you know, freshman and sophomore level athletes. We have men's and women's soccer. We have women's volleyball, and we have men's baseball.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you watch any of the Olympics, and you watch the women's volleyball, look out.
They're intense.
I would not want to be on the other side of the net.
I know. They're so good. And so of those athletes, of those 120 athletes, we have 20 that are international.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We do, from all countries all over the world, from Japan to Canada to the UK to the Netherlands to Kenya.
So they will come from their native countries.
Mm-hmm.
Over here to USCL.
Yes, sir.
For a couple of years of education. That's incredible. I wonder how they do that.
Well, you know, I'm fairly new at this role, so before that I didn't have a lot of engagement with athletes. But what I've learned is many of them want opportunities to continue their play and to also continue an education.
I got you.
And so this meets those needs. We are not a campus that has campus housing,
right?
So that can create some challenges. But we partner with local, providers of housing, that own apartments and such, and we're able to house them. So we try to really embrace our, especially our international athletes, so that they feel part of the community and are connected. And so this is one of those ways to be able to do that, is the meet the athletes.
Good. So that's today's activity.
That's today.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Get to Know Lancaster. So we invite different community resources over to campus so that our students know what's going on around them in Lancaster.
Right.
So it can be everything from the credit union to, restaurants to whatever might be offering services in Lancaster. So that's kind of neat. It's called a community resource fair.
Community resource fair. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's Wednesday?
Wednesday's Water Wednesday, so it's really designed just to be super fun and engaging for faculty, staff, and students. It's supposed to be super hot on Wednesday, so I think that might be a great day. Historically, the dean gets in the dunking booth, but I'm interim, so I have petitioned not to do that, and I have given them a list of other people who might be interested, because that's not for me.
I wonder how they appreciate that.
I'm not sure, but I'll go out there and cheer them on, okay, but I don't want to be in the dunking booth. And then Thursday is Service Thursday. So one of the things at USC Lancaster we do is we do encourage people to engage and give back.
Right.
And so we have various service organizations that will come, whether it be food pantries and things like that, so they can come and learn how opportunities for them to volunteer in our community.
Right. Now, I know that USCL has got, I mean, you got a fabulous auditorium down there that hosts a whole bunch of different types of entertainment and activities. Because I see the posts that come across. Tell me something about that.
You know, it's hard to keep up with them all because there's something multiple times during the weekend. And it's not just our auditorium. It's also we have public space that you can rent. So we have weddings on campus all the time and community events and reunions and things like that. This fall in particular, we have our Lancaster Players, and they are putting on two main performances. One of which is The Odd Couple, and they're doing that in October. So they'll have several performances of that show.
Okay.
And they're doing that in our newly renovated Stevens Auditorium, which is actually located in Hubbard Hall. It's a more intimate, smaller kind of venue. It's beautiful and very popular. And then the second thing that they're putting on is Miracle on 34th Street around the Christmas time. So anybody who's looking for, like, something to do on the weekend or on a Friday night to engage and just enjoy some, a performance. December 6th, 7th, and 8th, they're doing that. So December 6th, 7th, and 8th. So it'll get your Christmas started off right.
And I would encourage you to check online because you're always bringing in out-of-town entertainment.
Absolutely.
That's pretty good stuff.
We are.
Good stuff.
We are.
So what do you want people to understand about USCL that have never been exposed to it before?
Well,
I mean, I keep thinking of these foreign students that have come there. There's a reason they're coming there.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, I think this year one of our real focuses is the fact that this is our 65th year of offering educational opportunities in Lancaster for Lancaster and the surrounding counties. So this year we're really trying to highlight, you know, just our long-standing dedication to providing opportunities to students. Whether it be local or international students, we want them to feel at home when they come to USC Lancaster. So 65 years, we're going to have different events that we'll be highlighting the fact that some passionate community members thought that education needed to be available. And over the years, it's grown and evolved. It's not the same as it was in 1959, but we're continuing to meet their same mission of serving Lancaster and beyond and giving them opportunities. So that's one thing I would like to highlight is that this is not something that's passing. This is something that has been and will be here for a long time.
It'd be interesting to go back into the annals of the 1950s, figure out who these people were.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came up with this idea, did they start off immediately talking to USC about this possibility, or did they start about something else and then eventually morph into USC?
Well, I would not consider myself the best historian on this, but I can probably link you with someone who can give you a wonderful history of USC Lancaster. But these were businessmen that were passionate. They used to call it the extension because they wanted to create this extension from Carolina and continue their education from high school. So I can get you that person.
I think that would
like
be
it.
An interesting show for us to do down line.
I do too.
Well, we have gone through our 30 minutes. You have done well. I'll give you a check mark for your first radio program. You did very well, Courtney. Nicely done.
Wonderful.
Dr. Courtney Catledge, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program. Again, she's the interim dean at USCL, and we'll see what happens when they get around to posting the job for a full-time person down there. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time, we're going to tell everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2. It involves fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week. Can't get the owner here to do it seventh day. How we do it is in the white letters, and for those of you who have not been here before, listen closely, because you're going to want to come in after you hear this. At the count of three, let's tell everybody how it's done inside here. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.